Welcome to Scalable Stories, the podcast where we dive deep into the technical solutions that make your systems faster, more efficient, and cost-effective. I'm your host from Get PageSpeed, and today we're talking about tenant isolation in server environments. If you've been relying on Cloud Linux for those features, you might be facing some challenges with costs and kernel dependencies. Let's explore a new way to achieve similar isolation without the extra baggage. So you're running a server with multiple tenants. Maybe you're hosting websites for different clients or managing a cPanel environment. You need to make sure that each tenant is isolated, so one can't hog all the resources or interfere with another. Cloud Linux has been a popular solution for this. It offers enhanced tenant isolation, but requires a forked kernel, and it comes with a monthly licensing fee. Plus, you're tied to Cloud Linux's update schedule, which can delay important kernel patches and security updates. These are real concerns when you're trying to run an efficient and secure operation. Enter Tenant, a tool developed by Get PageSpeed to solve this exact problem. Tenant provides tenant isolation features similar to Cloud Linux, but without the need for a custom kernel. It leverages cgroup v2, which is already part of the standard Linux kernel. This means you can have per-user CPU and memory caps, process limits, custom file system views, and even isolation for SSH and cron jobs, all while sticking with your stock kernel. Tenantit also supports multi-PHP environments and MySQL governance. For high-demand tenants, it can even offer dedicated MariaDB instances. And the best part, it's free of charge, distributed through RPM channels, and maintained by GetPageSpeed. Now, Tenant isn't a perfect clone of Cloud Linux. It doesn't support per-thread block I/O throttling for shared MySQL instances. That's something Cloud Linux achieves through its forked kernel. However, Tenant addresses high-demand scenarios by allowing for dedicated MariaDB instances. This approach can effectively manage I/O demands without the need for special kernel patches. So, what's the practical payoff here? Tenant offers about 80% of Cloud Linux's LVE governor functionality without the overhead of a forked kernel or licensing fees. This makes it a compelling choice for cPanel hosts that don't require strict per-thread I/O caps on shared MySQL databases. You get most of the isolation benefits while keeping your operations simpler and your costs down. Thinking about making the switch? The migration process from Cloud Linux to Tenant is straightforward thanks to the Tenant CTL Migrate tool. This handy tool lets you preview the changes and then commit to the migration. It typically completes in under 2 minutes, even for a host with around 100 users, and it causes minimal disruption to your services. That's a quick and painless way to move to a more efficient system. Let's talk numbers. Cloud Linux can cost between $7 and $18 per server per month over time. That adds up, especially if you're managing multiple servers. In contrast, Tenant offers all its features for free. Plus, you keep using the stock Linux kernel, so you avoid the additional operational costs and potential delays from Cloud Linux-specific kernel updates. That's a significant saving and a lot of headaches avoided. To wrap up, Tenant is a cost-effective alternative for tenant isolation. It gives you the essential features you need without the need for a custom kernel or expensive licensing fees. By retaining compatibility with the stock kernel, Tenant offers a practical and efficient solution for server administrators who want to optimize their operations. Thank you for tuning into Scalable Stories. If you're interested in learning more about Tenant and how it can work for you, be sure to read the full article on Get PageSpeed. Until next time, keep scaling your stories efficiently.